Phoneboy Speaks, episode 112, Xbox NAT. I'm currently struggling with a technology I've known about for probably 20 years about now, and it's called network address translation. And the reason I'm struggling with it is because I have this device called an Xbox. And in order to have the optimal experience, this device must be accessible from the internet on specific ports. Now, it also seems to be complaining that my NAT is strict. Well, yeah, it's strict because I use a real security device as my router. I don't use something from off the shelf, that you might get at Best Buy or something. I use a commercial security device, and yes, it has strict NAT, as you should be able to do. And so the way Microsoft tells you to get around these issues is to use universal plug and play, which any security person will laugh at and say, yeah, I'm not letting that in my network. Because basically what universal plug and play does is that it lets devices on the network determine what ports should be open. And honestly, no device should be able to determine what ports are open on my network. That should be something that I do. And people have used universal plug and play to compromise systems and do stuff. And so, yeah, I have no interest in enabling universal plug and play, even if it's an option. It's usually the first thing I turn off on commercial routers is universal plug and play. So in any case, the other thing I do is you can do port forwarding. And what that does is that, so in order to explain port forwarding, you have to sort of explain why you need to do address translation in the first place, I guess. And the reason that is because your ISP usually only gives you one publicly accessible internet address. And everybody at home these days, most people anyway, they have many devices at home. Just in my office here, I can see at least a half a dozen computers, not to mention mobile phones and tablets and God knows what else. So I have a lot of devices. And so in order for all of those devices to access the internet, they have to be translated into a public address. And this is done, and all of them are essentially hidden behind my firewalls. Public IP address. And that's how, and then the device will take those connections and essentially map them to the public address in a way that the reply traffic can come back. And because most of the stuff I'm using is pretty straightforward, that all works. And I don't, even though I'm using a private address, the rest of the internet is none the wiser. Now, the problem with the Xbox is that it expects to be reachable over the internet on specific ports. And I've, depending on which site you read, even Microsoft's site, it says that it needs to be reachable on TCP and UDP port 53, which is DNS. Why does it need to be reachable over DNS? It should just need to be able to go out over DNS. It shouldn't need to be reachable over it. And then also it uses Kerberos and I think port 3074 in TCP and UDP variety. And theoretically, if you open all of these ports, and why port 80? That's web's, HTTP, that's web. Why does a Xbox need to be reachable with a web browser? That's a whole different discussion. But so anyway, they require all of these ports open, which any router can do pretty much, and even a security router can actually do it and have it be okay. So I don't understand why that's not enough for Microsoft, right? If I open the ports, if you've designed your protocols correctly, there's no reason that it should be an issue. But it complains when I boot up the Xbox. It says, "Sorry, you are your NAT is strict. You may have issues." Well, sorry, I'm not going to reduce my security. And of course, my kids might eventually complain. They claim that it works okay right now, but I suspect it'll be a problem down the road. But anyway, this is a problem that I have and that everybody has if your security, and actually it's worse if you have multiple Xboxes at home and they both need to be reachable over the internet, that you actually have to have universal plug and play, and you have to have a good implementation of universal plug and play or both Xbox consoles can't be reachable, which come on. I mean, Microsoft should be able to create a protocol that is more NAT friendly and realize that people might actually employ security. And if you actually design your protocol correctly, the fact that I'm using strict NAT should not be an issue. If I'm allowing the correct traffic through my gateway and mapping it to the correct boxes, there should be no issues. But unfortunately, Microsoft has created a broken protocol in the Xbox. They've had plenty of years to fix it, but they probably have no interest in doing so. And so in any case, this is and some protocols with NAT are very broken like that. And I guess at some point, IPv6 will cause all of this to go away, but I don't think the Xbox supports IPv6. And, you know, at the moment, my gateway doesn't support it either, or I don't, or you know, I guess I could deploy one that does, but it's not something I need right now. So I'm not running it. And there you go. So, and again, this is just something that we have to deal with as security people, as people with multiple devices that need to be reachable. You have to assign, essentially configure your router to say, if you see something on this port, and then that traffic must go to this IP address. And that, you have to be careful about how you do that. So you want to limit it to only specific things that you need. But this is the challenge that I'm currently having with the Xbox. But it's frustrating mostly because of Microsoft, which, you know, let's face it, I've been doing this a long time. I've had plenty of frustrations with Microsoft over the years. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.